Yeah.
Did you chop the cotton to get out any of the weeds or anything?
Yeah, we chopped the, they piled the cotton, and then we thinned the cotton and to get the weeds and grass out.
Was there any one particular kind of weed that you had trouble with?
Huh?
Was there any one particular kind of weed that you had real trouble with?
No, let's see. We used to have a lot of Bermuda grass and Johnson grass, but in the meanwhile, they got biggest part of that killed out. And oh, we would make hundreds of bales of cotton. And pick, go to picking at 4 o'clock and pick till 8. Eat our dinner down in the cotton field. Sometimes we'd go home, but a lot of times we'd eat our dinner out under the shade of the cotton wagon. If there's a big crowd eating, everybody carry their dinner. Or their mothers or daddies would bring the dinner out to the cotton wagon. I'll bring you that, I'll show you that picture when you come to my house.
Well, good.
Show you how they did get them out of how we lived in a way.
Sounds like you put in a hard day's work.
Yeah, boy. You'd be so tired. I picked 400 or 500 pounds of many day.
Yeah.
I just love to pick, and oh, my kids thought it was awful because they weren't used to it. And I just love to pick cotton. Because that's all I knew then. Yeah.
Is there much cotton still growing around here?
Well, it's coming in now, a lot of cotton. But it's not like it used to be. It used to be that high from the floor. And just bowls after bowls. But now it's not, well, I think in a way they just run it in cotton so much that they just run the land down. A lot of people don't raise cotton now. They've gone to raising maize and cattle. That makes a lot of difference.
Did you know your grandparents?
Huh?
Did you know your grandparents?
Did I know them? Oh, yeah. I knew my grandparents on my father's side, and my grandmother on my mother's side. She lived with us for years. She was a widow. Her husband died, and she lived on the farm with my daddy and us for years.
Do you know where your grandfather on your mother's side was born?
Well, I couldn't just tell you right off, but I do. I think it's in some other states. My mother's father. Oh yeah, my mother's father. He was a and he was born close to Meridian, Mississippi. But my mother, he came here when he was a young man and he met my grandmother and he married her here. And then he stayed here for years. And he was,
He settled here in Tarrant County?
No, not in Tarrant County. It was in, close to Hillsborough. Close to Itasca. Now you call him Moss, but he was a sheriff down there. And instead of having criminals like they used now, they called these guys whitecaps.
Whitecaps.
He was. My grandfather was killed by a bunch of desperados that was trying to take over the law.
Oh.
Yeah, down at Hillsborough. So he was sent back to Meridian, Mississippi. That's where he is now. But that grandmother, his wife, she went to Sweetwater, Texas. So that's where she is now, Sweetwater. Her body, she's dead. Both of them are dead. They're real old. See, my mother was 88 when she died.